You're listening to the Public Daily Briefing by Atlas News.
Today is May 9th, 2024. Intelligence cutoff is 0100 hours. Brief length is 6 minutes. Let's get started. Starting off in South America, where talks aimed at securing the release of two government officials have hit a roadblock in Colombia. In late April, the FARC-EMC, a prominent armed group in Colombia, captured two prosecutors from the federal prosecutor's office, along with their companion, while they were en route to the municipality of Popayan in Cauca. Since then, efforts to secure their release have faced significant challenges. The FARC-EMC initially claimed that the hostages would be released with the assistance of international organizations, such as the UN's mission in Colombia and the Colombian Red Cross. However, negotiations stalled after the FARC-EMC demanded a temporary ceasefire in five municipalities within Cauca for 48 hours, a request that was rejected by the Colombian government. The FARC-EMC alleges that military operations against the group have endangered the lives of the captives, while the government views the ceasefire demand as a ploy to regroup and reposition guerrillas for future attacks. The United Nations in Colombia has expressed concern over the kidnapping and urged for the safe release of the hostages. Despite assurances from the FARC-EMC that the captives are being treated well, the situation remains tense and uncertain. The recent escalation of tensions in Cauca follows the dissolution of a ceasefire between government forces and the FARC-EMC, highlighting the complex dynamics at play in Colombia's ongoing conflict. President Gustavo Petro's efforts to pursue peace negotiations with armed groups have faced challenges, with previous ceasefires often failing to lead to lasting agreements. Now on to the Middle East, where the United States has delayed arms shipments to Israel amid the offensive against Rafah. The U.S. confirmed that it had delayed an arms shipment to Israel amid concerns that the weapons could be used in an Israeli invasion of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. The shipment included 3,500 bombs, including high payload munitions, and the delay reflects the U.S.'s opposition to any major attack on Rafah without proper consideration for civilian lives. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin emphasized the importance of protecting civilians in conflict zones and stated that future arms shipments to Israel would be under scrutiny, particularly those involving high-power munitions that could have significant impacts on urban settings. The decision to delay the shipments has sparked controversy within the U.S. government. While some advocate for slowing or halting Israel's military operations in Gaza, others express concerns about jeopardizing Israel's security if arms shipments are halted. Despite the delays, Secretary Austin reaffirmed the U.S.'s unwavering support for Israel. However, the U.S. has consistently condemned the prospect of an Israeli invasion of Rafah, warning of the humanitarian consequences and potential isolation of Israel on the world stage. Meanwhile, Israel has launched extensive bombing campaigns in eastern Rafah, leading to civilian evacuations and the deployment of Israeli forces to seize control of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. The UN and humanitarian organizations have raised alarm about the impact of an Israeli operation on humanitarian efforts in Gaza. The situation remains tense and uncertain, with concerns about the safety of civilians and the effectiveness of evacuation efforts. As the crisis unfolds, the international community closely watches developments in Rafah and assesses their implications for regional stability and humanitarian operations. Ending in Europe, where the UK has just expelled the Russian defense attaché. The UK Home Office Secretary, cleverly, has announced the expulsion of the Russian defense attaché from the country. This action stems from allegations of the attaché's dual role as an undeclared intelligence officer. The defense attaché, typically a high-ranking military officer, serves as a liaison between their home country's military and the host nation, often operating within the framework of diplomatic missions. Their responsibilities include facilitating communication, fostering cooperation, and providing expertise on defense matters. However, the expulsion of the Russian defense attaché sheds light on a more clandestine aspect of diplomatic operations. It appears that this individual, while holding a diplomatic post, was also engaging in intelligence activities without proper declaration. Such actions breach diplomatic protocols and undermine trust between nations. This incident underscores the intricate dynamics at play within diplomatic circles and highlights the importance of maintaining transparency and adherence to established protocols. Diplomatic immunity, granted to attachés, carries with it the expectation of responsible conduct and respect for host nation laws. The expulsion of the Russian defense attaché sends a clear message about the UK's stance on illicit intelligence activities within its borders. It is a decisive step aimed at upholding national security interests and preserving the integrity of diplomatic relations. As tensions persist in the realm of international politics, incidents like these serve as reminders of the complexities and challenges inherent in maintaining diplomatic equilibrium. They prompt reflection on the evolving nature of statecraft and the imperative of vigilance in safeguarding national interests. In conclusion, the expulsion of the Russian defense attaché underscores the gravity of allegations related to intelligence operations within diplomatic missions and highlights the need for robust mechanisms to address such breaches of protocol. And that's all we have for you today. We'll see you tomorrow.